After the death of Jesus, Pontius Pilate gave Joseph of Arimathea permission to take the Lord's body down from the cross for burial. Joseph, a wealthy and influential member of the Sanhedrin, and Nicodemus, his friend and colleague, both secretly believed in Jesus. Nicodemus had been to see Jesus by night, and had even spoken on one occasion in his favor to the unbelieving Pharisees. Neither of these men had taken part in condemning Jesus to death. It took courage for them to do as they did when everyone else had forsaken the Lord. Nicodemus brought about 75 pounds of myrrh and aloes. They wrapped the body of Jesus in some linen cloth with the mixture of spices, according to Jewish burial customs, and laid him in a new tomb cut out of the rock in a garden nearby. Then they rolled a great stone in front of the entrance to the grave and went away. Some women who had come with Jesus from Galilee had followed Joseph and saw where the body was laid. As it was Friday and the Sabbath was about to begin, the women went home and prepared spices and ointments to anoint the Lord's body, and then rested as the law commanded. The next day, which was the Sabbath, the chief priests and the Pharisees went to Pilate to have the tomb guarded. "Sir," they said, "we remember that while he was still alive, that impostor said that he would be raised to life after 3 days. So we ask permission for the grave to be guarded until the third day. Otherwise his disciples might go and steal the body, and then tell the people that he had risen from the dead. This last lie would be even worse than the first one." Pilate gave his consent. "Take a guard," he said, "and make the tomb as secure as you can." So they went and put a seal on the stone that closed the entrance to the grave, and posted some soldiers there to keep watch. Early on Sunday morning, at the break of day, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Joseph and Salome went to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared to anoint the body of Jesus. Just after sunrise, as they were on their way to the place where he was buried, they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance to the tomb?" Just then there was a great earthquake, and an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, rolled back the stone, and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The soldiers who were guarding the tomb were terrified and fell to the ground as though dead. When Mary Magdalene and the other women drew near, they looked up and saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away from the entrance. But when they went in, they did not find the Lord's body. Thinking that the body had been stolen, Mary Magdalene at once ran to Jerusalem to tell Simon Peter and John. "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him," she said. The apostles had stayed indoors for fear of the Jews. None of them really believed that Christ would rise from the dead, even though Jesus had told them several times what would happen. While Mary Magdalene hurried to Jerusalem, the other women saw a young man wearing a white robe sitting in the tomb on the right side, and they were very alarmed. "Don't be afraid," the angel said. "You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go and say to his disciples and Peter, 'He has been raised from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. You will see him there.'" Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. Another group of women went to the tomb and found the stone rolled away, and when they went in, they saw that it was empty. While they were wondering about this, two men in shining clothes appeared to them. The women were very afraid and bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember what he told you while he was still with you in Galilee. He warned you, 'The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again.'" Then the women remembered his words. They hurried away, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell the disciples. Next episode, The Risen Lord.